Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. We're at a heavily industrialized site today, but nevertheless, we are here to broadcast an edition, the Juma edition of Religion Means a Lie. First and foremost, we should know, what is religion? And what does it really mean in the lives of the human being? Religion presupposes a realignment of human life. In other words, human beings come into the earth as a soul being, and they're exposed to the material world, mama, daddy, brothers and sisters, and a society. And naturally, when the human being comes into the earth, the human being comes with love, compassion, ascribing to be good, ascribing to be industrial, ascribing. The baby starts working as soon as you get on earth. Now, as soon as his eyes is open, the brain is moving, the central perceptions are running, and that baby is off to education. That baby is off to economics. You say, well, what kinds of baby has engaged in economics? What does he get his milk from? What does he get? He's independent. He's looking to survive. He's looking to get material resources from the environment. He's receiving from the mother. He's dependent, though. He is a dependent being. And the next thing he gets is the culture. If that baby is born in a Chinese home, that baby is going to be a Chinese. If that baby, even though he may be of African-American origin, if he's born in China, in a Chinese home, he's going to become Chinese. He's born in a Korean home. And thus the prophet said, all people are born Muslim. I mean, all people are born surrendering to the will of God. God wants us to be loving, kind, compassionate. Thirdly, as we were pointing out, there's a third will. And remember, we want to connect religion to the four rivers. Now, I know some Muslims, they get all shut. The four birds means the same thing. Four birds is speaking. The birds refer here to spirits. Rivers refers to the same thing, these four urges. And next, that child conforms to government. The big sister, the big brother, mom is first, father, mom is the first authority. But by the second week, that child has already experienced daddy. And there's an urge, and the child hears the authority of daddy. I was watching a little child once. The child was sick, maybe six, seven, 3 months. He was still an infant. And the child was sick, and he looked to dad for comfort. So what does this have to do with religion means alive? Religion is the realignment of the natural order. Primitive man doesn't have to be told to worship God. When he hears thunder, rain, he knows that there's something outside of himself that caused it to happen. People are not naturally atheists. People are naturally God-fearing. People are naturally God-conscious. And in our religion, the religion of Islam, the word deen comes from the word debt. As soon as you come on the earth, you got some debts to pay. First and foremost, you owe a debt to mama. She carried you in her womb for 9 months, so that's a debt that has to be paid. Your obedience, your respect, your sacred respect to your mama. prophet was asked, to whom should I love? He said, your mother. And they asked him again, to whom should I love? He said, your mother. And again, to whom should you love? He said, your mother. Fourthly, he was asked, and he said, your father. So three-fourths of our development and devotion should be to our mother. Mama call you making prayer? Go and aid mama. Huh? In fact, our religion is so natural that it requires you. If you're in the middle of somebody, mama call you, get out. Make peace to the east and peace to the west. Go and take care of mom. That's the natural order. That's why we say religion means alive. Alive to your senses. Somewhere on the planet, right now, a mudavin, one who calls using the ear, is calling our attention to higher, come alive to those four urges. Come alive to education. Come alive to business. Come alive to culture. Come alive to government. So those four rivers that go out from the gods and become great heads. And I continue to emphasize common language. I know the Islamic language, know it very well. I was with a group of scholars in Islam last night from a country that will be nameless. I was invited as a scholar. One of them had been from this particular country. The representative from that country had been the foreign minister. He was actually my Islamic studies professor. So, dear beloved people, we're speaking universal language, but I want to get right back to this sacred urge that is in us, that sacred urge to respect mama, that sacred urge to respect our brothers and sisters. And that urge has been removed from us as African-American people because of slavery, because of the fact that people wanted to use us, and we have lost that urge and the popular culture. But the point is religion means alive is to revive that urge, to bring religion to you in a natural way, not to bring religion to something foreign from the sky, but religion that accommodates your humanity, your natural urges. People are not trying to figure out all about life after death. People are trying to figure out how to live on earth. And the consequence, if you live your life on earth, you're going to be good in the next life. Yes, what you do here today, believe you me, you will pay for it when you're gone, or you'll be rewarded for it after you're gone. So, dear people, this is a short khutbah. You who are not in a position with me to follow me behind in the devotional practice, eventually you will be. Next week we will have space where you can follow us in devotional practices, and I will explain that this week, and we will understand the religion, and we will understand why we must be alive. But I'm going to reiterate again, religion means alive. Actually, it's speaking to the realignment of practices to bring us back, whether it be Christianity, which is trying to bring our people to Christ, and not Christ, Jesus Christ, but Christ is in each and every human being. And whether in our religion it is, that is the religion of Christianity, it is bring those people back to be Christ-like. For Muslim, it's a surrender to God, but it all means the same thing. Huh? Hear you, Israel, that God is one. So religion is really one. We speak different languages. Obviously, I feel that the most perfect idea of religion is al-Islam, and I feel that the most perfected understanding of al-Islam is none other than Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who got it right. He got it right on how we are to conceive man. He got it right. The life starts here on earth. Well, we, the Nation of Islam, we had the right concept, but we had the wrong perception. What do you mean, Brother Imam? I mean, we had the right concept that life is on earth. We had the wrong perception that God can never be a man. God can never be in anybody's person. And no two creation. God didn't create the man and then created another man as a devil. No, the devil came about from the environment. The devil made a choice. That's called Shaitan, the one that rejected the plan of God. And so the one who rejected the plan of God is not to be followed. The people who go against the plan of God are either the Satan or in his camp. We have to follow what God wants, not what the academic world wants, not what the cultural world wants, not what the economic world wants. We want to follow what God wants, not even what the aesthetic world wants. Now, people want to separate us from flesh and say flesh is evil and bad. So we thank God that we are given the authority to rule over our own lives. God bless y'all. See great men walking by as we broadcast. So we thank you. We will see you next week at 1 o'clock. On Religion Means a Lie. Thank you.